Hey, welcome to Vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm doing a voice review of the actor Hugh Grant.
No, I can't be bothered.
Who made the stutter cool? Hugh Grant made the stutter cool back in the 90s. A lot of people on my channel come to me and they ask me how they can get over this stutter. I've made a video on it as well, and I'm going to be bringing more content too. And in fact, this Thursday, I'm going to be offering a video which is talking about how you perceive yourself and your stutter and your vocal issues, and how you can maybe start dealing with that psychologically as a way to not worry so much about what other people think. So when asked to do this video on Hugh Grant, I thought it's a great opportunity to share an actor's voice who actually has a stutter, and in fact has used his stutter throughout his career to make his career. In fact, his stutter has become part of his characteristics on screen, and he's made money literally from having a stutter. So stutters aren't all bad if you do have that. Maybe you can look at Hugh Grant and some of his earlier films and realise that, hey, it's not such a bad thing to have a stutter. That's not to say that for some of you it isn't actually a problem, because I know it can go a lot further than what he does with it, but I just want you to start realising that you're cool, it's alright, you can do that and you can get through life. People who will listen to you and give you the time of day and allow you to speak in your own time are worth your time. Anyway, I digress. We'll get back to the issues of stuttering, mumbling and lisping on Thursday's video. But let's have a quick look at the way that Hugh Grant stutters.
And I wasn't interested in acting anymore. Then my agent, who I hadn't spoken to for months, rang and said, oh, they want to see you for this Merchant Ivory film.
See, with Hugh Grant, the stutter he has is like he's collecting his thoughts. Some people say, but he really kind of almost vocalizes his thoughts. His thinking process is vocalized. So he's showing us that he hasn't found the words yet. And quite often, I think some people that stutter may not know exactly what they're going to say, and they're stopping because they're thinking. And because they're self-considering, they're not really actively putting the words out there. Maybe sometimes that forward focus, as I've spoken about before, is going to be helpful in reducing that. But let's get back to Hugh Grant.
I hadn't spoken to him for months, rang and said, oh, they want to see you for this Merchant Ivory film. And I said, no, I can't be bothered.
I think when Hugh Grant was younger, his stutter was a lot more pronounced and it was very clear cut. And now it sounds a bit more like a bumbling sort of way to fumble through to find words. However, it was quite a big thing in the 90s. If you look at some of his older films like Notting Hill, Four Weddings and a Funeral, it's very clear, and it's not just the characters doing that. I think it's actually the actor. So what he does, he stutters to find words, and that's part of Hugh Grant's whole thing with his voice. He doesn't rest or pause or stop to find a word. He doesn't say very clearly. He doesn't accentuate the end of a word before he carries on. He stutters. He says the thing I want to say. You see what I mean? That's how he produces his sentences, and that's how he puts them together, and that's how he connects his thoughts to the words he's using. Something I find very interesting about Hugh Grant's voice is the fact that he barely opens his mouth. His teeth are very close together, and this creates a specific sound. Also, what he does, he sends the air out down and to the side of his mouth like this. So he kind of has his mouth together, but he also throws it down there. But then there's some nasally elements to it. So that it's going through his nose, like, and it's very posh. So it's down. In England, we'd call that plumbing mouth, posh. So it's almost sounds like there's a big area, or you've got something big in your mouth, but it's really small at the front, and it comes down there and up through the nose. Let's see what else he's doing to try and get his sound.
And I said, no, I can't be bothered. And my brother, who's a banker, very bossy, who happened to be at home sick that day, I was living with him, said, don't be ridiculous. You've got to go. You need some money. I'm sick of paying for you.
So he's keeping his mouth very tight, very closed, and he's kind of turning his lips down at the side, and there's some sound going up through the nose, and he's just kind of throwing the sound around like it's got a big plum in his mouth, and it's open on the inside but very closed on the outside, and it just kind of comes out like that. I think psychologically, his mouth being so closed and the way he's really kind of pulling back on words and the way he's using a stutter to guide us through his thought process as he's vocalizing indicates to me that he's not necessarily comfortable in speaking, and he might have some reason to be a bit nervous about it. Maybe this is why he was so perfect for a lot of the roles he's played, where it has been a character that's a bit nerdy or a little bit nervous and a little bit shy. And I think, you know, people get cast because they're able to play someone so well, and obviously the casting that he's had as an actor, I think he's fitting perfectly because he's naturally able to be that person. And I think he says himself a few times that he doesn't like doing acting very much because he's very scared of it, and I think that shows.
Because I always try and find a reason not to do a job because acting scares me so much.
And I think that this interview, which comes from GQ magazine, shows that he's willing to talk, but he's not necessarily too bothered about talking. If he didn't have to, he probably wouldn't. And I think it's clear. He might just be someone who likes to spend a bit of time on his own. And for me, it seems obvious. For me, he's closing off, like, vocally, yet he knows he has to speak, so he's doing his best to just allow it to come out, and there it is, you know.
I can't be bothered.
Now, here's something else that Hugh Grant does. He pulls his chin in, like that. He's tucking away. What's that doing? That's changing the shape of his instrument. That's changing the sound he can make. And it's also kind of lowering the larynx a little bit and pulling his chin in like that. So if we put all the elements together, sort of allowing air to go through the nose, turning the mouth down, keeping the front tight, and then maybe sending the air there, and then pull the chin in and some thoughtful stuttering, maybe we have something close to Hugh Grant. Now look, I'm not an impressionist and I had not spent a lot of time studying him. I'm just taking the things that I see and adding those elements together to see how close it does sound. And I'm interested, because of the voice being an instrument and our whole body, he's designed a certain way. His physiology is set up to sound, you know, the shape of his skull, the shape of his nose, the shape of his torso, the length of his neck, everything that goes into making his body the way it is has developed his sound somewhat. It gives him kind of a specific instrument. So like one person's got a trumpet, another person's got a guitar. So he's maybe using a trombone and he can change the shape of it. So when I talk about people's voices and that you can achieve the voice you want, I don't necessarily mean that you're going to have exactly the same voice, but you can learn by adopting elements of the way they use their instrument and their voice in order to kind of take those for yourself, or leave those. Or you can take away things by seeing what other people are doing, and that's what I'm doing with this series. It's just kind of breaking down and looking at those fundamental parts that kind of strike me as obvious and things we can use for ourselves or not. So different parts of that make up his accent, different part of that comes from his probably education background and his family and the people he's been around. So his body is one thing, his accent is another thing, his psychological thoughts on sharing himself with the world are another thing, and I think they combine to make Hugh Grant sound the way he does, and as they do, as it does with all of us. So thank you for watching. Hugh Grant was actually recommended by someone called Rebecca. So Rebecca, this video's for you. Thank you for the suggestion. I've got a few more suggestions that I've been given, which I will be coming to over the next couple of weeks. If anyone else would like me to take a look at someone's voice and maybe break it down a bit, then I'm happy to do that. Leave a comment down below and let me know what you thought of this video. This whole new series on reviewing people's voices is just a basic kind of tip of the iceberg step into looking at how people's voices are put together and how they use them and how you can take elements from that to help yourself or to rid yourself of ways you're already speaking that you don't want to. So thanks for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice, and I will be bringing more of these videos. So stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe, hit the notifications bell so then you can see when the next one's coming up in case you've made a suggestion. Enjoy your week, enjoy your day. This has been Improve Your Voice. Thank you so much. And until the next time, look after your voice.